This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Police in Madison, Wisconsin have been talking with the family of the 15-year-old they say opened fire at a Christian school yesterday, killing a teacher and a teenager before killing herself. The AP's Norman Hall.
A teenage student opened fire with a handgun at a Christian school in Madison, killing a teacher and another teenager during the final week before Christmas break. Police said the shooter, a 15-year-old female student identified as Natalie Rupnow, apparently took her own life. The shooting occurred in a study hall and was reported to police by a second grader. Six others were wounded at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. A teacher and three students were taken to a hospital with less serious injuries. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Police said the parents of the suspected shooter are cooperating.
Moscow is promising to punish Ukraine for the killing this morning of a key Russian general. The AP's Donna Warder.
Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov was head of Russia's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces, and he was killed by a bomb today, one day after Ukraine's security agency charged him with using banned chemical weapons during Russia's military operation in Ukraine. A Ukrainian official says the country's security service carried out the attack, and the bomb, which was hidden in a scooter outside Kirillov's apartment building in Moscow, went off as the general left for his office. His assistant also was killed.
President-elect Trump says Americans will not lose the polio vaccine. Reporters were asking him about that, given his choice of anti-vaccine advocate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to lead the health department. The White House says there's no indication that drones pose a public safety or national security threat, saying there are more than a million legal drones in the country. This is AP News. Now to works of pop culture that will be in the public domain as of January 1st.
The copyrights on intellectual properties created in 1929 will expire as of the new year, and that includes Popeye the Sailor. He first appeared in the newspaper strip Thimble Theater, but it's only that version of Popeye, not the cartoons, and no references to eating spinach. The Steamboat Willie version of Mickey Mouse became public domain in 2022, but a dozen Mickey cartoons will soon be public. That includes The Carnival Kid, the first time Mickey spoke. The songs Ain't Misbehavin', Singin' in the Rain, and Tiptoe Through the Tulips also become public domain, as will the first Marx Brothers movie, The Coconuts. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
Starting in September of 2027, all new passenger vehicles in the U.S. will have to sound a warning if rear seat passengers don't buckle up. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has finalized the rule. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.